Welcome to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Ultra. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist in Los Angeles. And this is a weekly live show where we talk about issues relating to mental health from a holistic perspective, which means body, mind, and spirit. And this week, my topic is self-promotion, eliminating the blocks, the playing big, and moving forward in living your true purpose. And I have a guest tonight who I'll be introducing in a little bit named Jill Lublin, whose specialty is public relations and helping people promote themselves in a way that is doing just that, helping them move forward in living their true purpose and playing bigger in the world personally as well as professionally. So self-promotion. As a therapist, a lot of what I do with my clients is teaching them how to have more confidence in who they are. And in order to do that, they have to start out by answering the question, is who are you? For many people, whether it's a professional level or a personal level, the identity issues are a difficult one. Self-esteem is often low. There's a lot of fear in acknowledging who they are in the world. There's a lot of confusion. And most of all, there's been a lot of messages that we've all been taught starting from birth that keeps us shy or scared about, in a sense, selling ourselves. When do we have to sell ourselves? We're selling ourselves all the time, if we want to put it in those terms. Whether it is competing for a job, whether it is in school for attention in clubs as well as in classrooms, whether it's a dating situation, whether it's a business situation, whether it's within the family system where there is competition for mom and dad's attention. Why do you deserve that attention? Well, in the true sense of the word, we deserve mom and dad's attention because we are, because we exist, because we're their child, and all of us deserve to be born into loving households with loving, attentive parents who know how to nurture us. Unfortunately, that's not the case for many people, and so what gets built into our psyche is, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, nobody really wants to pay attention to me. Things that create shame in our lives. I know in my own life as a kid, I was an overweight kid. I was not athletic. You know, being a gay man, there was a consciousness of that early on in my life, so there was certain shame and fear built into. If I was seen too much, I'd be picked on. If I was seen too much, I would be put down. If I was seen too much, I'd be hurt and injured. So in learning how to be more confident as I grew older, those were difficult messages to get through. And I think those of you that are listening can probably relate to some of those very same messages that were embedded in your psyche, consciously or subconsciously, directly or subtly, in the house that you grew up in the family systems that you grew up in. So getting back to the basic question, who are you, it's not always an easy one for people to answer. Okay, there are a lot of issues there. And what about you is of value to the world. Now, we're going to be talking later on a business and professional level, but also we're going to be talking with Jill later about the personal issues that feed into the problems people have professionally. Okay, so when we're talking about what do you have to offer the world, and how do you identify these things, and how can you promote these strengths that exist within you and develop these strengths before you even promote them, so that you could be more of service in the world, whether it's to your family, whether it's within the context of a relationship, whether it's more service to the community that you're in, or whether it's building yourself professionally. There's no, in my mind, there's no separating, and the work that I believe that Jill does has to take into account the personal issues of the client she's working with as well as the professional issues that are there. So there are a lot of questions, and as long as I'm already talking about Jill, let me actually introduce her so I can get her on the line, and maybe she can answer even some of these questions, and I know she can. Jill Lublin is somebody who I met. She was one of the training staff at Income Builders International, a week-long entrepreneurial training I went to about 6 weeks ago here in Los Angeles. And she's an author and has her own company that deals with promotional, public relations and promotional. She speaks nationally and teaches powerful and practical publicity techniques that anyone can use. Jill's informative and interactive presentations are practical and dynamic. They also have been regarded as inspirational, engaging, and motivating by audiences from a variety of backgrounds, including CEOs, business professionals, international conferences, and national associations. And her most recent book is called Guerrilla Publicity. And Jill, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Are you there?
To be here.
There you go. Now I hear you. you able to hear all that I've been saying?
Absolutely. What a great introduction. Thank you.
Thank you. And it's really an honor for you to be here. I was so impressed by your presentation at IBI last month. And when we were talking about, you know, promoting people professionally, you know, the therapist mind that I'm in, as you heard in my introduction, kept thinking a lot about how this relates on a personal level. So before we even get into what you do to help people professionally, what are your thoughts about these personal issues and messages and the blocks that are created by people before you can even help them move forward professionally? What do you find with a lot of your clients along those lines?
Well, the reality is, you know, I'm aware that your mama told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't brag.
Mm-hmm.
Be good. Be humble. And, you know, in a certain way, don't tell people how great you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Stuart, I'm here to bust that myth up because, frankly, if you don't tell them how great you are, and I don't mean from an ego perspective,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't tell them how great you are, who will? So one of the things that I start often with is teaching people about using language to speak themselves at a higher level, to call themselves a master in their industry, the best at what they do, that their products and services are outstanding. You know, again, if you don't say it, who will?
Mm-hmm. Now, what's
the first thing we deal with?
But what do you do with an individual who's coming to you, like they come to me in therapists? I know that what you do is in a sense a form of therapy, because you have to, my understanding is people would come to you because something's not happening enough in their business, and what you're identifying is those negative messages and those blocks that exist that you just mentioned that have been so ingrained. What do you do to get started with that? To help them break through those blocks before you can actually carry over and get them grounded in those big words like master and outstanding. How do you help them identify that and get past it?
Well, the first thing is, I have to tell you, I don't give a lot of time to people's sad story
mm-hmm.
unless the sad story is such that it will get them great publicity.
Right, okay.
I mean, you know, a woman who's overcome breast cancer and dealt with that, well, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Of course we're going to talk about the stories.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it's something that can hit the readers and the listeners and the media, well, in the heart and the guts, I would say we're going to skip the sad stories. And, frankly, what I do is really work with people based on who I see them to be and what's the potential in their media message that will affect and impact people. Because
mm-hmm.
I think, Stuart, everybody wants to make a difference.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
How do you help them identify that greatness? How do you help them identify what those things are that make them outstanding?
Well, a lot of what I will do is interview my client and ask them questions that really a media person would be asking them, too, about their story, about what it is that makes them unique, different, and interesting. And I'm listening for key phrases or unusual things that they'll report. I'm listening to the parts of their dreams that they maybe didn't even know were present. And I'm listening for the hook, as we call it in media, that will make them appealing to many.
Okay, and give me an example of maybe somebody that you've worked with where maybe you helped them identify something they weren't even aware was in there, because I have a feeling that that must happen from time to time, too.
Well, you bet. Yeah, it does. Well, let me tell you about Ryan. Ryan was a client of mine who is an instructional designer, and truthfully, I had no idea what that even was, and it was not that interesting. So in interviewing and talking to Ryan, what I found out about him was that he had a pregnant wife with their third child on the way. He had been downsized from his corporate job. They call it fired. He had, on top of that, been, well, let's put it this way, he had been just bought a house in the Bay Area, which is, of course, an expensive proposition. And to make matters worse, you know, forget this, right? He doesn't have a job. He's got a pregnant wife with their third child. He just bought a big house in the Bay Area. Well, what I did was made him into what I called a virtual office warrior, because what he did was set up 7 employees in 8 counties. Now, that was very interesting. The story that the media really loved was the whole personal aspect, the virtual office warrior aspect, the part about his story that, you know, here he is with a pregnant wife and no job and a house he just bought, right?
Mm-hmm.
That had an appeal to the human nature, and that actually was the story that got him press.
Wow.
So that's an example.
Great. We are going to take a short break here, and if people are interested in later on getting more in touch with Jill Lublin, she has a website called promisingpromotion.com, and we'll talk more about how else to reach Jill later on. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with Tell the Truth Faster. Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler. Tonight's topic is self-promotion, eliminating the blocks to playing big and moving forward and living your true purpose. My guest tonight is Jill Lublin, who specializes in helping people develop themselves professionally as well as personally in terms of marketing and public relations. Jill, before the break, we were talking about how all this, what blocks us, the messages we all get, and actually I wanted to tell the listeners that this is a live call-in show and that they can call in and participate in tonight's conversation. If you live in Phoenix, the line is 480-874-1311. That's 874-1311. And if you're listening via the Internet, there's a toll-free line, 1-888-437-7660. In the materials that you handed out at IBI, there was one thing that in your materials that read, public relations equals human relations. Everywhere you go, you are creating public relations. And again, relating it to the mental health issues and psychotherapy, that is a concept that is often focused on, maybe not in those words, in public relations words, but we're always presenting ourselves in public, and people are always reading us based on how we carry ourselves, the words we use, as you said earlier, and how we dress, and how we speak about ourselves and others. And I know that that includes a lot of the work you do in helping people develop themselves, but you also talked about this ooh-ah factor. Can you talk a little bit about what that is and how that applies in your work?
Sure. Well, first of all, let's define what the ooh-ah factor is.
Mm-hmm.
When people meet you, well, as you said earlier, the reality is when you walk out your door, you are doing public relations.
Mm-hmm.
There's no such thing as private relations. And I think the quicker people can get that, the easier it will be for them to actually create publicity and to know that everything you do creates some kind of impression on others. So I say, you know, be aware of that as soon as you're walking out your door and know that, yes, people are judging you. Yes, they're basing their opinion on who you are. And frankly, if people would just know that and, shall we say, factor that in, they're going to have a lot more effective communications. And frankly, be able to, well, create much more excellent publicity.
Mm-hmm.
So, ooh-ah factor, let me go into that just a little bit more. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What it really is finding the part about your story or about what people respond to in you that is your ooh-ah factor that makes people stop and listen more and are, frankly, more interested. Like, what is it about you that makes people go, ooh, and ah, and tell me more?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things we want to find.
Right. And that pertains, like I've been saying since we got on the air tonight, because a lot of people listen in to the show because of the mental health-related issues. What you're talking about has to do with professional and business stuff, but it also applies to the same thing, the presentation you make, whether it's on a dating thing or in your personal relationships. People don't get that there's very little separation between, like you said, the, you know, like public relations and private relations. It's the same thing whether it's a social setting or a business setting because there really is no difference.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, exactly. And, you know, when you're at a party, you're going to meet potential clients.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at the beach, possibly that's your newest customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm big on always be prepared that wherever you go, you are, and be conscious about the fact that you are promoting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that starts with the languaging and how you speak, you know, making sure that people know that about who you are and how what you do makes a difference.
Now, some people will hear what you just said and say, I always have to be perfect. I always have to have my clothes just perfect, my hair just perfect, everything else, because I never know when I'm going to meet that person, whether it's for dating or whether it's a new business networking possibility. But I think it's important that people get that what you're talking about, I believe, is naturally and comfortably being yourself. I mean, if you're at the beach, obviously, you know, your hair is not going to be perfect and everything else, but it's about being relaxed enough and confident enough in who you are that there's a flow to it, that there's a comfort that you bring to the interaction with this other person, and not necessarily basing it in fear that I always have to look perfect and be perfect and everything else, because that, I think, buys into the negative programming again. Do you get what I'm saying with that?
Absolutely, but here's, you know, in my next book, Networking Magic, we actually talk about the fact about how when you do go out, you need to be aware that you might bump into people. That doesn't mean that you always have to be perfect,
mm-hmm.
but the reality is, Stuart, people do judge you
mm-hmm.
in immediate impressions based on your appearance, your grooming, you know, your bad breath, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it is important. I mean, I'm not saying you always have to be dressed up. I often will go out and, you know, running shorts or some kind of quick jogging suit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying at least I'm somewhat put together and prepared that if I do meet someone, I won't be embarrassed.
Exactly. Yeah, but a sense of comfort about an expression of who you are. And that comes from within and not necessarily the clothes.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
But here's the thing. You know, you still need to be prepared with the fact that, in a sense, people are, you know, listen, I used to go bike riding in the morning and do my exercise, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a woman out walking her dog and she always sees me bike riding. And believe me, it's first thing in the morning, I'm not, you know, made up and ready to go, but by golly, she hired me. Why? Because I was out exercising, and she loved that and thought that was so great.
Mm-hmm.
And was impressed by my, shall we say, commitment to that.
Yeah.
Does that have anything to do with publicity? Not really, but, you know, she thought that was great.
But wait, it does have something to do with publicity because, again, part of what you're communicating and publicizing about yourself is, like you said, you have that level of commitment, you're willing to get up early and do something that's positive in your life, that you take care of yourself, and you may look like a mess while you're riding the bike, but all that aura that you project about all that other thing is publicity. And that's what I think you're even saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. It's all publicity. And,
mm-hmm.
yes, people are wanting to work with you, they're excited to be with you based on your enthusiasm, your knowledge, your willingness to listen and to be with people in their story so that they can share with you too. And really, that's great publicity, is
mm-hmm.
wanting to, well, really give back to other people
right.
based on what they need.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit more. I know that there are so many levels in terms of the work that you do, and in a one-hour show, we're certainly not to get into all of them. When somebody is actually at the point where they're trying to, in a sense, market themselves and get themselves out there, very often there's that feeling like, you know, you run into someone and you know you've seen their name somewhere, you know they've seen their face somewhere and stuff like that, but they haven't left that indelible message on you yet. What's that called, and how do you work with that? I mean, how do you get someone from just kind of, I sort of know who you are, but to, oh, that's you?
Well, the biggest thing is to create what I call the I've heard of him somewhere syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard of that company somewhere syndrome, or that person. Where have you heard of them? You know, it almost doesn't matter. Did you read about them, for instance, in the Chamber of Commerce newsletter, which anybody who's a member of Chamber of Commerce should be submitting at least a paragraph announcing something about their business every single month, right? So maybe they saw you in there. Maybe they saw you in the Business Journal or the LA Times. Maybe they saw you in the health food store with your business card up, or the health club you go to. Whatever it is that you're involved in, it's really key to keep getting your name out there and to keep letting people know you exist, you're available, and here's what you do.
And how do you do that?
Well, there's a couple simple ways I'll give you some tips without having to spend a fortune.
Okay.
One of them is to, I actually said it right before, you do up a little paragraph and you say something about your business, who you are, who you serve, and a little bit about how you do that, maybe some background. That can go into a local business journal wherever you live. Almost every city has them and should go into the local business journal. What I recommend is sending that into it's called the People on the Move section. It's a simple way to get publicity without really spending any money. That's always a good thing. The other thing that people can do is, if you are a member of an association or any kind of chamber of commerce, for instance, I'm a member of National Association of Women Business Owners. I'm a member of my Chamber of Commerce. So every month they have a newsletter. And submit, again, your name along with something that you've accomplished in that month, a new client you got, a new book coming out, let's say your radio show, Stuart, and how it's airing, and you put that into the newsletter of the association that you're a member of. The other thing that's real easy to do that everybody always forgets about is using your alumni newsletter. So wherever you went to college, same thing. Boy, do they love content, and do they need content. So why not, again, let it be you?
Mm-hmm. Actually, that's one that I've been saying I have to do for the last 6 months, and so I'm glad you reminded me again.
Absolutely. so good, and it's so simple, and it costs nothing.
Yeah.
Those are great guerrilla publicity tips
that
are simple and easy to do.
Jill, we're going
to
take just another short break here, and we'll be right back. So if you're listening, stay tuned. We'll be back with Jill Lublin and Tell the Truth Faster in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Tell the Truth Faster. Tonight's topic is self-promotion, eliminating the blocks to playing big and moving forward in living your true purpose. My guest tonight is Jill Lublin, who is an expert in public relations. And Jill, we were talking a little bit earlier about getting yourself out into the media and getting yourself listed in the local newspaper and all sorts of things. What are some of the things that, say, mistakes that people make when they're using the media or trying to use the media, and what are some of the things that the media really loves in terms of information about us?
Well, a couple things. In writing guerrilla publicity, I was privileged enough to ask media across the country that very question.
Okay.
And I asked them, what do you love and what do you hate about publicity? What was great, Stuart, is I got, you know, as many answers as there are media, but I talked with CNN, The Wall Street Journal, Fast Company, Live with Regis and Kelly, The Today Show, and then small and large radio shows across the country, places like the Miami Herald, the LA Times, all kinds of newspapers and radio and television. So I want to share with your listeners some of the things that they love and hate. The first thing is they love, well, they love a story that relates to their listeners,
mm-hmm.
to their people, really. Or as one ABC affiliate said to me, Jill, all I care about is what stops my viewers from changing the channel. Like, in other words, what is it about your story that puts out your expertise and that helps the listeners, the viewers, and the readers in a way that will serve them? So, Stuart, it's really key that, frankly, people get off of their own story and figure out how my story serves the reader and the listener and the viewer. That's what media cares about. That's what they love.
Right.
And I'm sure you know that, right?
Yes, I do.
Being a media person.
Uh-huh.
Great. Here's some other things they hate. The Today Show, she said to me, you know what I hate? Press releases that weigh more than the book. Because a lot of people, Stuart, they just send too much stuff, you know? And frankly, all they really need is a great, well-written press release that announces the story and, again, tells and shares with people how it can benefit them.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some initial things. You know, the other thing that they mentioned was really to take the focus off of you and onto who's watching or who's listening to the show.
Mm-hmm.
That was another piece.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things that we say is, with any interview, to be what I would call overly prepared for the interview.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, know your points. And the media hates it when when you expect that, you know, maybe they'll ask the great question. What I tell people, Stuart, is you better have your key messages ready to go. And I like to suggest that people have three key messages ready to go to tell and explain in any media interview. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. And in summing up actually the point earlier about not giving too much, is kind of like keep it simple.
Exactly.
You know, in other words, don't overwhelm them. And it's the same thing with a job interview. It's the same thing whether you're on a date or whether it's just, a social outing. If you're doing all the talking, if you're doing all this other stuff, you're coming on so strong, it tends to turn people off. And it's the same thing with the public relations issue. You want to present enough that they're interested and that they're listening, but if you're giving them too much, it turns them off, and they will turn the channel.
That's right. And, you know, the truth is, it's the person who's being interviewed, well, it's their job to get the word out about their product and their service, but it's a delicate dance with the media, meaning that they don't want someone who's too self-promotional, but they want to make sure that their viewers get value. So I find if you speak your message, and it's the big M word, right, the message, you find the most important message of what it is you want to share with people, how it can help their lives. You know, or a CNN told me, tell us why you're news.
Okay. And in terms of, well, let's put it on you, okay? Right now, why are you news? I know part of it is because of this great book, Guerrilla Publicity. Part of it is because of your company promising promotion, because you're helping other people identify this and do exactly what you've been doing for yourself. And again, that's the greatest publicity in public relations. If you use these tools and techniques for your own marketing and to help achieve your own successes, again, it's just like seeing you exercise every morning. That instills that kind of confidence. And that's what makes you news.
Well, there's even more.
Good. Go ahead.
So, for instance, one of my pitches, okay, when I'm calling news across the country and appearing on radio shows and television, I will say things like, you know, in today's downturn economy, guerrilla publicity is the only thing that works. And the reality is that if you're willing to get your word out, there are lots of inexpensive ways to do it because, you know, everybody knows budgets are cut, directors of marketing are out of jobs, and every company needs to increase their visibility and get more exposure. That's what will keep you winning in the game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I do different variations of that, but here's the good news, Stuart, and for everyone listening. Do you know there are 10,000 radio shows across America looking for 4,000 guests every single day?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but I think that's great news.
Yes.
And I suspect that many listening have a wonderful expertise that they can share with viewers who are listening. So that's what you're after, is finding the expertise that you can share and then sharing it with people. And I really suggest, give them your best stuff. Give them the gold. You know, I'm sharing my media secrets with you. I'm telling you things the media told me. I'm telling you things that aren't in the book. You know, tell and share with others the best that you have, because guess what? They will come to you.
Right.
They will trust you.
Define the title of the book, Guerrilla Publicity. I know we're kind of going backwards. That's probably something we could have established earlier in the show, but what is your definition of guerrilla publicity?
Well, guerrilla is part of the famous guerrilla marketing series that's
mm-hmm.
been over 20 years old now, which is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And guerrilla publicity is about getting and increasing your visibility and credibility without, frankly, spending a fortune.
Uh-huh.
So guerrilla tactics use time and imagination instead of money.
Wow. Say that again.
Guerrilla tactics use time and imagination instead of money.
That's a great point.
And, you know, here's the good news. Everybody can do guerrilla tactics. One of my colleagues wanted to get a book published. You know what she did?
What?
She went to a street corner, a busy street corner, put a big sign on herself, said, author seeks publisher. You know, she got a job.
That's great.
Another friend of mine was looking to rent a house. And, you know, sometimes that can be quite a job, actually. She went to a big party, got a T-shirt made that said, you know, looking for a great roommate, I'm the one. And again, got 4 inquiries from this.
Mm-hmm.
Those are guerrilla tactics.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cost anything, and they let the world know what you need.
Being creative and spontaneous.
That's right.
Exactly. That sounds great. Now, your company is called Promising Promotion.
Right.
And talk a little bit about how people can reach you via Promising Promotion and what that company might be able to do for them.
Well, thank you. What I do is really support businesses of all sizes, whether it's a solo entrepreneur or a large multimillion-dollar company, in which case I'd probably work with the director of marketing and as well as the CEO. So what I do is work with a company to find a great message, to create a media campaign that will work without spending a fortune, and literally walk them through step by step. I bring 18 years of publicity experience to a company, and in 90 days, you will have a full-on PR program that not only wows the public, but really gets your message out effectively and affordably. And the way people can work with me is to two things. One is visit my website at Promising Promotion, that's singular, promisingpromotion.com, or they can call me at 415-883-5455. And again, that number is 415-883-5455.
And if they couldn't write that down, they can also go to the website for the show, tellthetruthfaster.com, because that information is now posted on my website so that they'll be linked to yours.
Wonderful. Thank you, Stuart.
And we're going to take another short break and come back with Jill Lublin. This is Stuart Altshuler and Tell the Truth Faster. Be right back. Welcome back to the final segment here at Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and my guest tonight is Jill Lublin, and our topic's been self-promotion, eliminating the blocks to playing big and moving forward in living your true purpose. Jill, I have to, especially with everything that's going on in the world, I have to ask you to talk a little bit, as a fellow radio host, to talk about this amazing show that you do also, which I know is syndicated around the country. Can you talk a little bit about Do the Dream?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I have a radio show called Do the Dream where I interview celebrities, CEOs, and extraordinary people about how they did their dream and give our readers, our listeners inspiration, maybe they're reading, who knows, inspiration on how to do their dream. And it's really magnificent, of course, in these times to keep inspiring people with good news. And our company is actually called Good News Media because, as we say, it's time for good news.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been doing the show?
I've been doing it almost a year, about 9 months. Mm-hmm. So it's been very exciting. And I'm sure you know what a joy it is to really be able to talk with people and find out all their great secret.
Exactly. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And the same as it's been having you on the show tonight. It's been a real joy. It's been a very good energy. And it's been nice to have the flow of a guest, which I haven't had for a few weeks here. And I want to remind people again that if you want to reach Jill Lublin, you can do it through her website, promisingpromotion.com, or you can call her office at
415-883-883.
Thank you. 883-5455. And if you're not able to write that down, you can just remember tellthetruthfaster.com, and you can get that same information off the website for the show here. Any final words you want to impart, Jill, before I close up a little bit here?
Well, I think it is so important that people take even a baby step toward creating their publicity, toward getting your word out and increasing your visibility. So any idea you've heard tonight, you know, whether it's writing down your three key messages, going after your Chamber of Commerce or local association, your alumni newsletters, do something and pick one thing to actually create some publicity with. And, well, as I like to say, if you don't like the news, go out and make some of your own.
Thank you, Jill.
You bet.
And for my listeners, I just want to close in a sense with what I started. And I know that everything that Jill was talking about, like we've been saying, and I love the phrase that public relations and private relations are the same thing. What we deal with in therapy and in terms of helping people identify those personal issues, the fears, the blocks, the negative thoughts and messages that so many of us live with so subconsciously but still dictate what we do and don't do in our lives, it's so important that you see all of this process as healing your own demons inside so that you can live more fully. Everything this show is about, it's about elevating our consciousness, our lives, our soul, our bodies to a level where we're just enjoying life more. And success helps us enjoy life more, especially if we've really identified the thing that we really love to do. That's what brings passion. And the more passion you have for what you do, the more infectious it is to other people, the more excited they are about what you're doing, and the more inspiring you become to help other people seek that same place inside themselves to really have a career, have a business, even their personal lives, where there's passion and playfulness and fun and determination to help another little piece of this world have more light, to have that sense of success and positive energy. And so however you apply the techniques and tools that Jill and I discussed tonight, know that it starts from within you. Know that everything starts from within you. And the more you make a personal commitment to improving your own life, the more you make a personal commitment to healing those demons, as I keep saying, the faster you get to that place where your life's a success, you're doing what you really want to do. I had a client in Florida many years ago. Actually, I've been in L.A. now for over 18 years, and he was an attorney. And I've never known a profession where there are more people who are in a certain profession that dislike their profession as much as I know attorneys. It doesn't mean, I know plenty of attorneys that love what they do. But this guy hadn't even passed, it took him 5 times to pass the bar exam, but he hated what he did. And I had him take a look at what he loved to do for fun. And part of it was scuba diving. We lived in South Florida at the time. And the other part, he loved photography, and he had a whole longer list. We talked about him developing his skills as an underwater photographer. And you know that within a year, he left practicing the law, and every day he got up to go out and do what he loved to do the most. He was taking underwater photography. He was being hired by companies for dredging purposes and stuff. He had an art company where the photos he was taking were being shown in galleries and stuff. And this was a person who went from doing something he really did not like to something that was truly an expression of his passion and joy and love. And that's what all this is about. And he became that inspiration. So I want to thank you all for listening, Joe. I want to thank you for being a wonderful guest this week. And I want to invite all of you to listen next week, same time, Tuesday evening, 7 p.m., for Tell the Truth Faster. This is Stuart Altshuler, and have a good night.
That I heard of once.